Between the months of July and October, states across the country hold their annual state fairs. But some health experts warn that bringing animals and humans together in one place can be an easy way for diseases to spread. And as Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports, those concerns are heightened by the first ever detection of bird flu in dairy cows in the U.S. earlier this year.
State fairs are known for things like Ferris wheels and corn dogs, sculptures made entirely from butter, and the biggest pig in the state. But state fairs also bring humans and animals from farms across the state into close contact, which means they can also be places where it's easier to spread disease. That's of particular concern this year. Bird flu infections have been confirmed in dairy cows in 13 states for the first time ever. The virus has even infected some dairy workers. But not everyone seems to know about that. Mel Ventimiglia stands in front of several cows with his grandkids inside of the cattle barn at the Indiana State Fair in Indianapolis. He says bird flu isn't even on his radar.
I haven't heard it. Anybody mention it except for you?
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll forget it pretty quickly.
Elsewhere, cattle farmer Randy Mason says he follows basic precautions to keep his cattle from getting sick while at the fair, but he's not particularly worried.
A lot of that, in my opinion, gets overblown to some extent. They get one or two cases and then it becomes, like everything the government does, it becomes overblown and out of proportion.
But scientists say that not enough is being done to prepare for bird flu. They worry the virus could mutate from being a cow virus to being a human virus. At some state fairs, officials have enacted stricter rules this year to keep the virus from spreading. In Minnesota, which has detected cases of bird flu within its dairy cattle, the state requires all cows to have a negative bird flu test before they come to the state fair. That's not the case in other states, including Indiana. Here's Brett Marsh. He's the Indiana state veterinarian.
Since we've not had a diagnosis, we've not put those additional measures in. States like Minnesota have had the diagnosis in dairy herds in their states, so they've taken additional measures.
He says Indiana told farmers to keep an eye out for signs of bird flu in their animals. They also advised them to quarantine their animals for 30 days after being shown. But without a positive test, he says, the state doesn't need to put tighter restrictions in place. The problem is, though, scientists widely agree there is not enough testing going on to fully understand which states have cows infected with bird flu.
The assumption should be this virus is in the state of Indiana. We just haven't found it yet.
That's Amish Adalja. He's a senior scholar for the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. He says states like Indiana don't have any positive cases because they aren't looking for them.
That's what they should be messaging, not our cows are free. That's foolish to believe.
Despite those concerns, some experts say that isn't a reason to miss out on the state fair.
I'm still going to the fair. Family's still going to the fair. I had a milkshake when I was there.
That's Andrew Bowman. He is a professor of veterinary preventative medicine at The Ohio State University. He says at-risk populations, such as the immunocompromised, should consider avoiding the cattle barn this year.
You know, exercise caution and really kind of think about which contacts they need to have and can I enjoy the animal exhibits maybe from a little further distance and not get right in the middle of it.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have issued guidance to reduce the spread of bird flu at state fairs. The guidance prohibits dumping milk on the ground and advises keeping cows from different herds apart. But they say the risk to humans from the bird flu virus remains low. So, wash your hands after visiting the cattle barn, but don't let that stop you from riding the Ferris wheel or eating a deep-fried Oreo or a butter stick, if you're into that. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFII in Indianapolis.